Friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim, and Iyunei Hadaf Hayomi, we are going to be learning a sugya in Brachos Samech Dalet Amud Aleph. It says, Vayomer l'Avram yado teida ki ger yez arecha beretz lolehem, v'avadum v'inu asam arba meos shana, v'gam esakoy she'avodu dan anoich, v'achoyen yetzir v'chush gada, v'tabu ala v'secha b'shalom, t'ikavir b'seva tova, dor v'yashivu heina, yel shalem avar mori ad heina. So Hashem says to Avram Avinu, you should know that your seed is going to be a stranger in a land that's not theirs. They're going to serve. They're going to be served. They're going to be afflicted 400 years. And also the nation that they served, I will judge. And afterwards, you will go out with great bounty, with great possessions, many possessions. And you will go to your forefathers with peace. You will be buried b'seva tova in good old age. So Rashi says, "Don anochi be'eser makas, I will judge with 10 makos." Beruchush gadol b'mamun gadol, with great money. Like it says that they emptied out Mitzrayim. You're not going to see all these things. To your father's aviv v'zara v'hu mevaser shi'avu elav. So you're going to go to your father's what? His father was an aviv v'zara, and he's going to go back to Terach. What's pshat? So Rashi says, it tells you that Terach did tshuva. To cover b'seva tova. B'sor shi'ase yishmal tshuva. You're going to be buried in good old age. Yishmal is also going to do tshuva. And in the days of Avram, v'lo yatze Esav l'tarbus ra b'yamav. And Esav did not didn't go off the derech, what we call today, in the time of Avram Avinu, as we know. So in the Gemara Brachos, and Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, it says, v'amar av Ovin ha-Levi, ha-Nifter min ha-Meis, when you take leave of the dead person, al yoyimah l'alech l'shalom. Don't say lech l'shalom. El lech bishalom. Say lech bi with a beis. Shenemar v'atatavu al avosecha bishalom. You will go to your forefathers bishalom, not lishalom, but bishalom. So when you take leave of the mace, you say lech bishalom, as Hashem says to Avraham Avinu. You are going to go avosecha bishalom. So a dead person's in the parish of bishalom, not lishalom. Rashi says, "Hanifter min ames." What does it mean when you take leave of the dead? K'sheyemolichem aronos makom makom kvura. When you bring the coffins from place to place for burial. Hayemalavnos miyoder. They would accompany it from city to city. Chozen elav achemalavnos misham v'hala. And then they go back, and then others would accompany it from there on. Those who return and they leave the coffin are called niftarim, those who take leave. Notlim rishus, they take rishus, they ask permission, they get permission, lihipater mimenu, to leave him. We see similar idea, similar memra, in Moed Kadin Tesam Aleph Ayin Shams. The kasha is, this din of a niftar min ames was said in the special scenario of Havaris Meis in Makom L'Makom. So it's mashma that the Meis was already Kavua B'Makom Echad, and now you have to bring him to another city. So if that's the Tziur, according to the Gemara, so how can we learn this from this Lech B'Shalom by Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu's Yavo B'Shalom is a completely different fort. His Yavo B'Shalom is Yavo B'Shalom Alavosav B'Shas Misaso. So there's two different bishalom's here. The Gemara is trying to learn out that's Hanifter Men Ames, when they bring him from city A to city B, and then they take leave him. They leave him with other people, leave the corpse with other people, and they go back. So that's Hanifter Men Ames. They say Lech Bishalom. How can this be derived from Avraham Avinu, whose Lech Bishalom is a completely different context? It's going to his avos. Another kasha in this nevuah of Bris Ben Absarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Avram all the Nyanei Galus, Vishibut Shalbanu B'Mitzrayim, Gir Yezaracha Beretz Lolehem B'Avodum V'Inu Osam Arba Me'o Shana. And after he gives Avram the Haftacha Shachrechen Yetzu B'Ruchush Gadol, so instead of explaining immediately that the fourth generation is going to come back to Eretz Israel. So the pasuk starts talking about Avraham Avinu. First he talks about his seed. Then it goes back to Avraham Avinu, Vata Tova Olavasecha B'Shalom, Tikaver V'Seva Tova. You're going to go to your forefathers with peace. You're going to be buried in good old age. And then they go back to the Nevuas Habanim, V'Dor V'Yashuvu Eina, and then the fourth generation is going to come back, Yilo Shalom, Shulam, Avon Amori Ad Heina. Because the sin of the Amorites in Eretz Yisrael hasn't been paid off until now, so they get to stay in Eretz Yisrael until it's time for us to come back. So we go from the Nevuah at the Banim, then we go to Avraham Avinu, you're going to be buried, B'Seva Tova, B'Shalom, Tikaver B'Seva Tova, and then back to the Banim. So this Seder is difficult to understand. Why are we mafsik between Yitzis Mitzrayim and Rechush Gadol after 400 years and the Hashavas Banim Legvulam in the fourth generation that we're going to come back with the Inyan of Kuras Avram B'Seva Tova B'Tzarechim? Another Kasha, these are all asked in by Mori V'Rabbi or Avagorim Yaakov David Hamnik Shlita, that we're going to go in his Mahalich. That how is it shaykh to promise Avram Avinu V'Ata Tavu Al Avosecha B'Shalom? Avraham Avinu has no shaykhis to his avos. He's the av, he's the makor for Klal Yisrael. Everything starts from him. Am Yisrael has no yachas with the avos of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is tchila legeir. Avraham Avinu cut himself off from Terach. He's the beginning. Who's kakat and shenoylad, like it says in the Marashan Yuma Chavches on the base. So what's pshat? V'ata tavo al avosecha b'shalom. Rashi explains that there's a besura that Terach's going to do tshuva. Here's a tiding that Terach's going to do tshuva b'sof yama. But this is difficult to understand. Even if Avraham Avinu was happy on his own that his father did tshuva gevaldik, he is derech eretz, he is hakaras hatov, his father raised him. But how can you put this sidelight, so to speak, this sidebar, this individual occurrence of Avraham Avinu in the middle of Bris Ben Absar? Bris Ben Absar is chovek olamot. This encompasses world. It's all of Klal Yisrael. It's Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. It's building Klal Yisrael. And this is just a personal thing for Avram, that your father's going to do tshuva. So mehechi teisi that this is going to be the besura given to Avram Avinu at the Bris Ben Absarim. And it seems there's some sort of shaychas between the neshama of Avram and the neshama of Terach. Mehechi teisi. It's completely different to a different parasha. That's such a covet for Avraham Avinu Lishkavi Mavosav. Terach is certainly not in his Madrega. Earlier on in the Gemara, Maseches Brachas, Tesamet Aleph, Tesamet Beis, it says, Dabir Naba Ozne Ha'am, Ami Rebiyane Eino Elashim Bakosh, Amalai Kodesh Baruch Hu Lamoshe, Bevakasham Imcha Leich Vamor Lehem Liyisrael, Bevakasham Ikem, Shalom Mitzrayim Klei Ketzav Klei Zav, Shalom Arsa Tzadik, Vavadum Vino Osam, Kiyem Beh, Vachwechen Yotzeb Ruchush Godolo Kiyem Beh, Amalai Levai Shenetze Batzmeinu, Rashi explains, Oysa Tzadik Avram. So it says, please speak in the ears of the people of the nation. So the Bei Rabbi Yanai says, what is na? Na is lashon bakasha. It's a request. Kach Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I ask of you, I request of you, go tell the Jewish people, please ask the Mitzrim for their gold and silver utensils. So that tzaddik, I, Avraham Avinu, shouldn't say that Hashem was Mekayim, Vavadum Vinu, that we had to be enslaved, but we didn't go, but Achor Echen Yisru B'chotch Gold, he wasn't Mekayim. So he said back, Hulavai Sheneitze Batzmeinu. Halavai, that we ourselves should go out. Forget about the Rechush Gadol. Rashi says, Oso Tzadik, like I said, who is that Avraham Avinu? So this is difficult. Why is Oso Tzadik brought into the Cheshbon of Bezis Mitzrayim? Even without Avraham Avinu, the Kasha everybody asks. Even without Avraham Avinu, because it's such a good Kasha, even without Avraham Avinu, Hashem still has to fulfill his promise. Why is Hashem only fulfilling his promise of Achvechen Yeshev L'chush Gadol? Because the Tain of Avraham Avinu. And without the Tain of Avraham Avinu, you have to fulfill your promise. Also, Kash in the Medrash brought in Rashi, Mesechus Tainis, Dafheim Beis, Divra Maslafu B'chaim, that what it says, Ve'yar Yisrael, Ezeh L'Glosh, Yerasel Hashem, Etzvah, Mirusam Hashem, Amis Hashem, Be'inu Hashem, Moshe Avdo, we dash in Ve'yar Yisrael, Yisrael Saba. In other words, Yaakov Avinu was there, B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, so it's hard to understand. Why is Yaakov Avinu coming into the story here of Bezis Hayam? Avraham Avinu gets into Bezis Mitzrayim, the booty of Mitzrayim, and Yaakov Avinu Bezis Hayam, below Dovru B'Tzarachim Gadol. Gam Makshim Ha'olam. Why don't we mention the name of Moshe Rabbeinu B'chol HaGadol Shel Pesach until the price of Chamishim Makos Al Hayam, and then you bring the Pasuk of Hayar Yisrael Se'agad L'Asher HaSem Hashem Mitzrayim. B'yorah Mitzah Hashem V'Yaminu B'Hashem V'Moshe Avdo. Moshe Rabbeinu was the star of the show, Kiviyachol. Moshe Rabbeinu was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was there for the whole Yeshua. He went to power for the Eser Makos. So we wait to mention his name until the end of the story, B'Shas Kriyas Yamsuf. Another Tumiyah, it says in Bris Bein Absarim, Gzeirus of Geirus of Abdus of Oni. But Gzeirus Misa V'Kleya Lo Shamanu, we don't find that there's a Gzeirah of being destroyed, of death. Not even a fear of death. So, it's hard to understand the whole inyan of Mises Habonimai, the Xeris called Abeni Lo Adir Tashlchu, and the Pachad Mavis of Yamsuf. Where do these Tzaras come? They're not included in the Bris Bein Absarim. Bris Bein Absarim has Avdus, has Geirus, has Oni, has this poverty, this servitude. But death, where does death come in the Bris Bein Absarim? It doesn't. So, Mamela, how did it happen in Mitzrayim? The children were thrown in the river, and we were afraid of death at Kriyas Yamsuf. Also, the Ritva and the Abarbanel were omen on the Pasuk at Tchilas Mikra Bikurim, that the whole Kiyum of Mitzvah Sibri Yitzis Mitzrayim Bekadosh Al Pesach is built on. It says, Mpsachim V'derish Me'aram Yomid Avid Ad Shigmar Parakol Parashikul, and there it says, V'anisa V'amarta L'fnei Hashem Elokecha Aram Yomid Avid V'yir Mitzrayim V'yagor Sham V'misei Mat V'hisham L'goy Gadol Atzim V'rav. So, it's difficult to understand. What's that Aram Yomid Avid? Why you macked him three words on love and harami before he started the Indian Rudis Yaakov L'mitzrayim N'yane Gilul and Yeshua? That's the kasha of the Ritva and the Abarbanel. Why are you bringing Lavan in? What does Lavan have to do with this story? The Iker is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, Yaakov Avinu. Went down to Mitzrayim, and then we had the Geula. Why do you have to bring Lavan in? We also have to understand. The Torah says, Bekitzur Nimra, it's Arami Oved Avi. And it's finished. And then we go down to Yeridus Yaakov and Mitzrayim. So what was said in these words of Arami Oved Avi? So the Ibn Ezra explained al pipshuto shel mikra that Avram Aviyah Arami Oyved, he was from Aram and he was lost. He went from place to place. And Chazal Darshan Nagadosh Shel Pesach Arami Oyved Avi is Lavan Harami. Lavan Bikesh Lakar Sakol. He wanted to destroy Yaakov Avi. So this is a Davar Tamua. Where do we find such a tzeir, such a combination? The pasuk says Lashon Avi b'stamius, and it's talking about Avram Avi b'derech pshat, and Yaakov Avi b'derech drash. So what's the inyan of this tzeruf? So it would appear from all of these kashas, mamish a whole smorgasbord of kashas, to explain Rabbi Ovin Halevi in our sukkah in Brachas Samach Dalid, that Bris Bein Absarim is an answer for the question of Avram Avinu, that he said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem lekim b'me'eda ki rashena, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu answered him Yadoa teida. Kiger yezar acha beretz lolahem. So chutz me etzem habris v'avtocha, there's a chiddush here of an ekud of das ha'adam, that not only Avram Avinu is going to have a tvi on the tochen ha'avtocha, on this promise, he has a schus to be toifes the mahalach ha'dvarim b'daito. That's what it says. Avram Avinu says b'me'eda. And Hashem says, Yadoa Teda. So the sinyan of Yediyah, Ki Geri Yazaracha Beretz Lolahem. So he has a schus of das, of understanding what's going on. Man Yedu Doru Seichem. We also have das about it. A dogma for this Yisrael we find in Rashi in Tchilas, in Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach, and the Pasuk V'yikach Chesav Es Nosha Ves Bona Ves Benosa Ves Kol Nafshas Beso Ves Mekneo Ves Kol Behemto Ves Kol Kinyano Shiarocha Shberetz Kinoan. So Esav took all of his stuff, all of his people, all of his wives, all of his children, everything, all of his cattle, and he left because there wasn't enough room for him and his brother. So Pashpshat is there wasn't enough room for them, but the Medrash says that it's Pshat and Geri Yezaracha, that he didn't want any part of that. He said, I'm getting out of here. I don't want to be Porea, the shtar. I don't need Eretz Yisrael, and I don't need the shtar. I just want to get out of here. I don't want to end up in Mitzrayim. So Esav goes to Har Sar. He doesn't remain in Eretz Yisrael, but he doesn't want to be Porea, the shtar of Avdus and Inui, of Rabbah Me'el Shan, and therefore he was Mevater, he was Moichel, and his schus be Rishus Eretz Yisrael. So we see that there's a schus, Levnei Avram, to be Mishtamish, Bekoyach, Shel Das, Ubechira, when it comes to Nevuas Bein Absar. So they can also be Mevater, and they're Chelik in the Yerusha. And that's what's included in the words Yadoa Teida, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking Lebakashas Avram, that he's going to know, he's going to understand, and Esav can be Mevater, Esav can say, I'm not interested, I don't want to be Parei the Shtar. Gemara Maseches Sota, it says, Lamed Zayin, Vayishalchei Omeim Et Chevron, Amr B'chanin of our Papa, Be'itzam Mugo Shal Oysa Et Tzadik HaKavr B'chevron, Dechsev Yadoa Teida Kigir Yez Aracha. Rashi explains, Vayishalchei Omeim Et Chevron, B'yosef Mishto Yikra, Kishishalcho Yaakov Et Zalachiv, V'utchilas Sibas Yiridas Yisrael Mitzrayim. Shalos Et Tzadik HaKavr B'chevron, Avram. So it says, he sent him from Emek Chevron, Yaakov sent Yosef, the deep Eitza of that Tzadik who's buried in Chevron. It says, Yadoa Teda Kigere Zeracha. Rashi explains that it's talking about Yosef, who Yaakov sent to his brothers. This is the beginning of going down to Mitzrayim, and that's because of the eights of the tzaddik who was told that his children were going to be strangers. That tzaddik who's buried in Chevron, who is that? That's Avram Avinu. So we see a Lashon Chazal that says that he read of Yosef the Mitzrayim as an ace of Oso tzaddik. So we see that the das of Avram Avinu is included in the whole Mahalach of Golus and Geula. So we learn from all of this a Yesod Nifla, and that is that even after Mises Avram Avinu, his neshama did not go immediately to its menucha. There's a certain bechina of chiyus as long as the gzeira has not yet been finished. Since Avram Avinu was zochal pi bakasha, so to be a partner b'tzad hadas in the carrying out of the gzeira and the salvation, and he is conscious to see the reality of the fulfillment of the gzeira until the end of the kiyum of Acharei Chen Yetzer Ruchus Gadol. And that's why we find in the Gemara that the kiyum of the Haftacha of Acharei Chen Yetzer Ruchus Gadol was done with a special concern, Shlo Yomar Osa Tzadik. In other words, until now, this Tzadik was conscious to see the fulfillment, the mahaluch of the actualization of the bris of this covenant. And now we've come to the Nekuda Achron of Bechinas Yadoa Teda that was given to him. Ume Hayom, Harei Nishmaso Chozeres Lekvius, Shel Menuchas Olamim Lefi Madregasa. Now his neshama is going back to the Kvius of its eternal rest according to its Madrega. And that's what it says in the middle of Bris Ben Absarim, in the Pasuk that promises Vata Otobo Lavasecha B'Shalom, that now the neshama of Avram Avinu is going from one place there where it has no Menuchas Keva, and then it's coming to a place of Menuchas Olamim that was set aside for it according to its Maisim in Olam Hazeh. And that, and everything done to Am Yisrael afterwards, to the Mekayim V'dor Revi Yashuvu Heina, that is done without the Das of Avram Avinu. There's no Yadoa Teda on this. What's the Yadoa Teda? That Ger Yezarecha Beretz Lavahem V'Avadum V'inu Samar B'Meos Shana. So now it's Mamish Gevaldik. Avram Avinu is going to see that. He's going to see Vagama Sagar Shikoshi Abradanach Rechen Yusuf Chushkado. Avram Avinu is going to see that. And that's it. Vatola Secha B'Shalom Tikavar B'Seva Tova. And now you're going to go for your eternal rest and you're not going to be conscious anymore. Vador Avia Shibuena. And then the fourth generation is going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. But that's not, that you're not involved in that anymore. That's not the das that you had asked for and that you're receiving. Nevertheless, even though Avram Avinu goes away after Bizis Mitzrayim, there's still a bechin of Yaakov Avinu lo meis. And the Nesham of Yaakov Avinu is mitzdarif to Klal Yisrael until after Bizis Hayam. Avram Avinu goes after Bizis Mitzrayim, and Yaakov Avinu sticks around until after Bizis Hayam, as we saw before from Chazal. And the reason is that Be'emes, there's a chelik of galus that isn't included in the Bris Ben Absarim, and that's the inyan of Sakanas Mavis. There's no Sakanas Mavis B'chai Avram, and there's no room for this in his Nevuah. But there's one bechin of Avram Avinu that he left for Yaakov. That's what it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ko Amar Hashem El Beis Yaakov Asher Podes Avram. Where do we find that Yaakov was Poide, that Avram was, well, that Yaakov was Poide Avram? So Rav Yehuda says, She Podo Mitzar Gidol Bonim, V'ayinu L'siv Lo Ate Yovash Yaakov, Lo Ate Yovash Yaakov Omei Aviv, Yaakov's not going to be embarrassed from his father, not going to face his turn white from his grandfather. Rashi says, Shepetom Mitzar Gitobanim Shehut Alav Torech Hashvatim Shal Avram Hayamut Alos HaTorech Tachsiv Herbesi Azarecha V'hu Pede'o. So there was a Torech of the Shvatim that Avram Avinu, He had this Torah of Erbesi Yisarecha, and then Yaakov redeemed it. So this avod of Yaakov to be ma'amid banim, harbe, to be the shvatim of Avraham Avinu, and this avodah was mischadesh, an inyan of sakonas klayim mitzad ha'ovim. Shetzarei ne'em ribui abonim, that the goyim didn't like to see so many children of Klal Yisrael. So therefore we find in the lifetime of Avraham Yaakov that Lavan tried to destroy everything. He wanted to kill all the banim. Kadosh Baruch Hu hitzilenu miyado. So it emerges that even though you read us Avram le Mitzrayim is Maisa of a similar bottom of Golas Yisrael and Mitzrayim, like we see in Bereshis Rabba Baruka, nevertheless, like a sakanas misa of Bnei Yisrael al Yamsuf, we don't have a Maisa of a similar bottom mitzah Avram, only mitzah Yaakov, and the story of Lavan who runs after Yaakov, Laro gosov es mishpachto. When Yaakov wanted to run away from Aram, that's the Maisa of Osim and Labonim of Redifas Parach Rebnei Yisrael Lahargam, when they wanted to go out of Eretz Mitzrayim. That's Mavura Lefizeh. Why we have a Kfelus in the explanation of the words Arami Ovid Aviv, the Berach Pshat, to Avram Avinu, that he lost his way. He was an Arami Ovid. And B'derech Terush, it's Lavan Ha'arami who's trying to destroy Yaakov Avi, because there are two makaros of Maisa of Asim and Labanim, like Abay Galus Mitzrayim. The Geirus and Galus and Avdus and Inui have a Sharish B'iridus Avram LeMitzrayim, B'teres Arami Oved, who's lost in place from place to place. And then you have the Sakonas Mavis Al Yamsuf that has a Sharish B'iridifas Lavan Acher Yaakov, B'teres Arami, that he wanted to be an Oved Avi. So that's the Sakonas Mavis that comes in when it comes to Yaakov. So now we understand why it says Vayar Yisrael Siyada Gedolah Chazal Darshan. Who's Vayar Yisrael? Yisrael Saba. That Yaakov Avinu didn't die, and he was with his children Biyamsuf, because just like Avram Avinu was Ma'or of Bidaito, he was mixed in his das with Golas Mitzrayim, Anche Yatsu Baruchush Gadol with Bizim Mitzrayim. Yaakov was conscious in his das until they went out Baruchush Gadol with Bizim Hayam. Because that's the Sakanas Mavis, that's Yaakov. So he waited until they got their Bizis Hayam. And he was around until then. And then we can understand the Hemshech HaKosav, Ve'ar Yisrael Siyad HaGadol Asher Asa Hashem Mitzrayim, Ve'yiru Hashem Aham Es Hashem Ve'yaminu B'Hashem Over Moshe Avdo. And the explanation is that until now the Avos themselves were involved in the Esek of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and their Neshamas were Shaykh with the Chiyus of Das to the matzav of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. But now, when their enemies are already drowning, and there's Zohar Bizis Hayam, so the Nesham of Yaakov Avinu goes away, and then the Hanag is given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it means. Vayar Yisrael, Esayad HaGadola, Asher Asa Hashem Mitzrayim. That's Yisrael, that's Yisrael Saba, that's Yaakov Avinu, he saw it. And now Ve'aminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo, now it's given over to Moshe. And that's why we have, that's the first time Moshe is quoted in the Agadah Shel Pesach, because with Tchilas HaSipur Shel Gulas Mitzrayim, in Magid, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu preserved, kept his promise to Avram Avinu and Bris Bein Absarim. And then we say that Yaakov Avinu didn't go to Mitzrayim to live permanently, just to stay there in the meantime. And Chazal were merames that Avram Avinu and Yaakov were involved themselves in the Mahalach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore there's no reason to mention that Manhigut, the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, until that Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu are leaving. And now they're giving it over to Moshe. So because until now it's their Mahalach, it's their Das. You're right, Moshe's obviously the leader. But it's Daitam's Morevis. So it all started with them. So even until now Moshe Rabbeinu isn't mentioned. And only now that they're leaving the Zirah, they're leaving the ring, now we can mention Moshe Rabbeinu. So now we go back to and then we get the cover Vayaminu B'Hashem over Moshe Avdo. Now they give the cover for everything Moshe Rabbeinu did for them. So now we go back to why in the middle of Bris Ben Absarim, after the Jewish people go out Beruchush Gadol Meretz Lelahem, it says Tavram Atavu Avosecha B'Shalom. So it seems wondrous, how is it possible to tell Avram Avinu that he's going to be with all them Havu with his Avos who aren't Shaykh to Klal Yisrael? The whole binyan of Klal Yisrael is measured based on the kiyum of Lech Lecha Mibeis Avicha. You're supposed to get away from your father. So based on what we said, it would appear that Rav Levi, Rav Avin HaLevi, darshan in our sugya that the pnimius of elavosecha is to the avos that are shayich to you and that are coming from you. In other words, to Yitzchak and Yaakov, who are the avos of Avram, are avos that are part of the nechasim, part of the property, the portion of Avram, avos that are his and in his rishus, that they are yotzei chalotzev, they are descended from him, and they work with him to build the nation. In the Medrash Rabbah, it says in the Lamed Tes Zayin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu patered Avram from Kibud Avayim. He said, Lech Lecha, Mibeis Avicha. So that's in Chazal, but in the Panim of Pshat it doesn't appear that way. Because it says, Vayomas Terech Bechar, and before it says, Lech Lecha, Mibeis Avicha. But Chazal tell us that Taki was still alive. But I'll be the psukim, it looks like his father was already dead. Chazal tells no, he was alive and he was patted from Kibarov. So there's a chiddush nifla here that the pshat kasuv was established according to the MS Pshuta. That there's no real havana, there's no real haschala of Klal Yisrael. And Avraham Avinu was not a katan shenola. It's only according to Chazal that Avraham Avinu is a katan shenola that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm patting you from Kibud Avayim. And you're starting anew. So, we see that if somebody reads superficially, he understands that Avraham Avinu is with Terech Bolam Haba. But, that's the Pashtus. In the Pashtus, he's nothing new, and he's just continuing from Terech. But Ba'omek, who's Abu Secha? Abu Secha are his sons. Because Ba'omek, he's Patur from Kibud Avayim. Because Ba'omek, he's starting anew. That's the depth. And what's Abu Secha? Abu Secha is Banav, Elo Avosav. His children, and not his Avos. That's the Avosav. The Medrash Yalkut Shimoni and our pasuk in the name of Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer, it says Vatata Vola Vasecha B'Shalom V'chein Nefesh Yotzei Min Haguf V'Hu Shalom Ela Shetzadikim V'Kadmin Osav Orim Lo Bo V'Shalom K'siv Vayesef Vayasef El Amav Kol Nefashos Chozros Tzadikim Im Tzadikim V'Rishayim Im Rishayim Shinemar Vayasef El Amav. So Pshat is you're going to go to your forefathers with peace, that the Tzadikim greet him and they say Bo B'Shalom. So it means V'yasef alam of the nefashos return, the tzaddikim go to the tzaddikim and the rishayim go to the rishayim. So the Medrash starts to understand if the way to achieve the shalom of the neshama is that the tzaddikim are greeting the neshama and say bo b'shalom, so how's that shaykh to Avram Avinu? Which tzaddikim of the Jewish people are coming before him? It's a dochak to say that it's mipnei Noach, those tzaddikim. So the Fit Vareno, we can say that this is the secret. That the Emes, even Avraham Avinu, was received by Tzadikim Yisrael when he came to Makom and Uchasa. Because when was this Pasuk Miskayim? When was this Pasuk Miskayim of Ata Tavu Al Vasecha B'Shalom? The Fit Vareno, according to what we're saying, it was Miskayim much later. Not when Avraham Avinu, at the time he died. Much later, at the time of Yitzis Mitzrayim, when he came to his ultimate Makom and Ucha. And then he comes to Yitzchak and Yaakov or Makabo Panav. So now we understand the Oimek, Divrei Rebbe Oven Halevi, that we can learn from this pasuk that you should say to the mace when your mavir is Arun mikever lekever meir leir, the lashon of Lech B'Shalom, because the Torah said it about Avraham Avinu. When, not B'Shas Misaso, but when his neshama was going from its temporary state of still being conscious and aware of what's going on in this world and following the Mahalach of Yitzius Mitzrayim that he was promised to the state of his permanent rest. So therefore, for Avraham Avinu, it was taka also a movement of his neshama. So too, when the corpse is being moved from place to place, they say lech bishalom, because that's exactly what happened to Avraham Avinu. That his, well, not exactly, but that's the same conceptually, the same thing that happened to Avraham Avinu. That his neshama is going from this temporary state of still watching this world, and now again, this is at the time of Yitzis Mitzrayim, where his children are already not alive. That ba'omek it means the avos, meaning Yitzchak and Yaakov, and then he's going to go to them b'shalom, because now he's going to go to his permanent rest, and that's the idea of tzaddikim being mekabel panav, where these tzaddikim, Yaakov and Yitzchak. The hadvarim niflaim b'yoser, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.